Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Aliyah, Anastasia, and Sydney with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, following the discovery of a lone skink, a 2.3 billion Queensland copper mine has been halted. Mining giant Harmony Gold have said that ground clearing works at its open pit Eva project near Mount Isa have been paused and suspended while investigations are ongoing to determine if the skink found was the blue-tongued skink. This lizard species was determined in March as a protected species. A Harmony Gold spokesperson has said, in line with Harmony's approach to responsible environmental stewardship, we acted immediately on the assumption that the species may be rare or endangered while we undertook further investigations. The Queensland government has supported the copper mine, declaring it a prescribed project in 2024, providing them with a $20.7 million grant. The state's government predicts that the mill will contribute $17 billion to Queensland's GDP over the next 15 years and will create up to 1,450 jobs. More in local news, a warning for train commuters. Trains across Brisbane are reported to be half an hour late because of signalling issues in the inner northwest. Ipswich and Springfield lines will be the most impacted, but Caboolture, Redcliffe and Sunshine Coast lines can feel the ripple effects too. Queensland Rail electricians are trying to fix the issue in Drowfilly, but we don't know when it'll be resolved, so the delays unfortunately are likely to continue throughout this morning. A vehicle struck a train bridge in Shalmer on the Ipswich and Springfield lines, so trains are now running express from Tauranga to Roma Street. There are also replacement buses available running from Gracewell to Roma Street. What a Monday morning for train commuters. Travel safe.
In national news, cattle prices have surged across eastern Australia this week following widespread May rain, a move that could eventually influence retail beef prices if strong demand continues. Meat and Livestock Australia benchmark eastern young cattle indicator has climbed to its highest level since 2022 as restockers complete more aggressively as cattle in drought-affected regions, particularly in New South Wales. As key markets, including Wagga Wagga and Singleton, young cattle prices rose significantly, with steer calves breaking the $6 kilogram mark. Heavy cows also strengthened, with record prices reported in parts of Queensland. The rally is also being supported by strong international demand, particularly from the United States of America, where drought has driven herd numbers to record lows ahead of grilling season. As such, imports largely from Australia has risen sharply, keeping Australia cattle's prices firm. The ALFA President Grant Gary said that the results reflect renewed confidence in seasonal conditions, but global uncertainty is present due to market quotas, drought, and higher fuel and fertilizer costs. We are yet to see how these factors will fully impact feedlot production later this year. However, confidence remains strong, global demand buoyant, and the underlying fundamentals sound, he says. In more national news, thousands of residents in Perth are without power as destructive storms hit Western Australia. Extreme wind gusts of 125 kilometers per hour hitting communities in WA's coast on Sunday afternoon. It is reported by Western Power that about 130 power outages were recorded throughout Perth and surrounding areas, of over 14,600 customers affected statewide. WA's Department of Fire and Emergency Services issued an alert on Sunday afternoon warning residents to act now and stay safe, with damaging to destructive winds expected this afternoon and evening. Bureau of Meteorology duty forecaster Luke Huntington has said this situation definitely doesn't happen every year, and the wind is going to be the worst hazard. Huntington suggests that people should tie down any loose items like outdoor furniture and trampolines. He went to reinstate, when those strong winds are coming through, make sure you stay inside and stay off the roads in case of fallen power lines or trees.
In international news, a New Zealand soccer player has become a viral sensation thanks to the help of an Argentinian influencer. 32-year-old Tim Payne, a player of the All Whites national football team, was found on Instagram by influencer Valen Scarsini in his search for the least known player in the upcoming FIFA World Cup. Calling upon as many people as possible to follow and promote Payne, the Kiwi player's follower account broke the internet, growing from under 5,000 to 3.2 million in just a few days. Though celebrations of Payne are mostly tongue-in-cheek, with some now referring to him as the greatest of all time, Scarsini's intent was to find a player that united us all, regardless of nationality. Payne himself took to social media to address his new following in Spanish and English, saying it's been pretty crazy 48 hours to say the least. I just want to also express that I'm very grateful to be representing my country at the World Cup and I appreciate all the love from around the world. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with continued sunshine throughout the day. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.